I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. This was delivered by Martin Luther King in 1963 in the USA. There's an African-American man who was refused to sit down at a chair in a bus. The seat was only allowed for white people. Many African-Americans demonstrated the conflicts between white and black Americans were getting worse. Martin Luther King suggested non-violence. And many people went to their working places without taking buses. The message, I have a dream, have impacted many people. The message have changed many people in the country. His dream came true. Do you have a dream? What is that about? Do you believe that your dream will come true? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us today. We would like to talk to you about the message of dream. Help us what it is. In the Bible, you gave dreams to your people, and they learned and prepared what to do. Your dream came true. Dear God, help us to understand your visions and dreams. At the beginning of this year, we pray that you'll be guiding and leading us. Help us what we have to do for your kingdom and glory. We pray that you will use our church to serve you and your people. Thank you, Father, we pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome back. Isaac Newton made the universal law of gravitation after he saw an apple falling down from a tree. Wright brothers made an aeroplane after he dreamed about flying in the sky. James Watt made a steam engine after he saw a boiling water from a kettle. The computer was not made by accident. It was made by a person who was dreaming about making a computer. What is your dream? What is that about? The Bible says, the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9, after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. Our Lord showed his dream to his people. One day we'll worship together with people from every nation, country, people from all over the places. I want to share with you, before I and my family came to this church, our Lord gave us a vision to this church. We were worshiping together. We were praising the Lord with those who are from different cultures and different countries. We shared with the food. I believe that one day, here in our church, we will worship together with those who are from different cultures, different countries, and different languages. Today, I want to talk to you about the message of dream. What does the Bible tell us about dream? Here I want to talk to you the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 15. It says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they slumber in their beds, This shows that a dream occurs when we are in sleep. The Bible says that a vision occurs when a man is awake. This is the main difference between dream and vision. The Bible says that our Lord has communicated with people through the Word of God and through visions and dreams. The cause of dream is that there are many cares. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 3 says, "As a dream comes, when there are many cares, through dreams we know that there are many cares for our personal things and something about our family members and churches and others." Here in this, today I want to show you based the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 17. We know that Daniel is one of the great men. He is the man of God. And we want to learn why he was called a man of God. I will be reading the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Have you got all the Bible? "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand." The country of Israel and Judah were ruled by God. And they had the promise, they had the message of God between God and his people. And thus, the people of Israel and Judah had to keep the law of God. What happens here? When you look at the Bible, the country of Israel was destroyed by the country of Assyria in 722 BC, and the country of Judah was demolished by the country of Babylon in 586 BC. Why? Because they did not follow the law of God. They did not keep the word of God. And what happened? They lost their countries and they lost their people. And they became slaves of the country of Babylon. They lost their country and they lost his people. And also they lost their hope and the future. Have you got any experiences? Sometimes we lost everything. The people of God were different. What they did, they had to come to God. And God was still in care. God was looking after his people. Look at this Bible. In people's eyes, they said, "Oh, we have no hope, no future." But in God's eyes, it's different. And God chose his people. Verse 3 and 4 says, God chose his people, some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning. He was to teach them the language and literature of Babylonians. They became slaves, but they learned about other cultures. But God was with them. Look at these people. I believe in verse 5. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. Daniel and his people were given the royal food. They were given the fame, wealth, and the money. What happened? Daniel did not decide to follow the world. Instead, they decided to follow the law of God and the word of God. Verse 8 says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine." Daniel decided to follow the law of God. When Jesus was being tempted by Satan, Satan was asking Jesus, If you bow down and worship me, I will give you everything. Jesus was not deceived by the tempter, and Jesus said, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Still here in this world, the world might ask you, if you bow down and worship me, and I will give you everything. As a believer of the Christ, what we need to do is to know, I want to follow God. I want to worship the Lord our God and serve him only. And still, Daniel was talking with the royal officials, and they said, verse 10, "I am afraid, my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. The king would then have my head because of you." I want to follow this, but Daniel said no. He said in verse 12, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Sometimes we're not quite sure whether we are on the right track of God. And the Bible says that we need to test ourselves. The 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?" We are not quite sure, and we need to make sure that our Lord is with us. After 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. After 10 days, they looked different. What happened to these people? Daniel and his people. I'm reading verse 17. "To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds." God gave his visions and dreams to Daniel and his people. Still today, God has communicated each one of us what we'll be doing here in our modern times. From now on, I want to talk to you about the purpose of a dream. Sometimes we have a dream. We do not know what it means. What does the Bible tell us about dream? The first of all, it gives us warnings. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country." You know, wise men met with King Herod, and they went to see the birth of Jesus Christ. They were planning to go back to see Herod, but in a dream, they knew that you don't need to go back to Herod. So dream was given to them. It's about warnings. Second, our Lord used a dream to show prophecy. The prophecy is about the future. In our dreams, oftentimes, it tells us about the future. Here just I want to share with you the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 17. "And Daniel was given the dream, and he went to meet with his friends." Verse 17, I'll be reading. "Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friend." And verse 18, "He asked them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery." And he had a dream, and he went to talk with his people. They were guided by God. And also, he was asking God. Oftentimes, we're not quite sure what the dream tells us. And we might need to talk to gathered people, and we need to ask our God. Verse 28, the same chapter in the book of Daniel, says, "But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come, your dream and the visions." Our Lord used Daniel, and he gave the dreams, and he knew that how to interpret the dreams. Oftentimes, Daniel was persecuted, and he was in hard situations, but he knew that God will use him in his ways. Before I came to this country about 12 years ago, I was planning to be a lecturer at the university. That was my plan. And I was educated at the university. But during I stayed, our Lord has allowed me to learn more about God. And I have a change in my mind to follow God and His ministries. And I decided to be a minister at a church. Since that time, our Lord has given me dreams about the future. Oftentimes, I was not quite sure where to go. I was frustrated and struggled. But I still remember that our Lord will be with us. He will be guiding us and He will be leading us. And I have had confidence living in God. What is your dream? Do you think that your dream will come true? Our Lord is still communicating with us through the Word of God, through His visions and dreams. What we'll have to do is to hear from the message of God and serve the others about your dreams. And God will be guiding and God will be leading you and your ministries. 2016 has started. You might have other plans. You are thinking about doing something. So what we'll have to do is to come to God and ask God and to be guided, to be led by His ministries. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for having us here today. We learned about dreams. Help us to teach and preach the message of God through our church. Train us to be disciples of the Christ. Give your visions and dreams to us so that we can be prepared for your ministry. Bless us and our ministries. Thank you, Father. We pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.